This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I like James Franklin, but you go to Big Ten Media Days sooner or later he's going to get annoyed because somebody asks something about Michigan or Ohio State, and you can just tell. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. Jim Harbaugh's odd. He wins football games, so who cares? Ryan Day's really sharp. I've always been very impressed with him in that setting. But, you know, I think Matt Rhule's going to fit right in. Everybody's going to be like, yeah, this guy's he's working hard. You can always kind of tell the amount of sweat Rhule's putting into something by the amount of thought that goes into some of his answers.
Right.
So I think that'll be interesting and go fairly well. I also think the other – Luke Fickell.
Yes.
He's interesting. One of the reasons he's interesting is he didn't get the Ohio State job. And by God, he could have. I mean, Urban Meyer walks away, and they give it to Ryan Day. Could have given it to Luke Fickell. I mean, there wouldn't have been anything wrong with that. Then Mark D'Antoni retires. Everybody thinks it's going to be Luke Fickell. He goes up there. It doesn't work. Whatever he saw up there, he didn't like it. So Mel Tucker takes that job. He stays at Cincinnati. He goes to the playoff. At that point, you're like, okay, well, they're going to the Big 12. He could actually just stay there for the rest of his career. Duke it out in the Big 12. The Big 12 will get one bid at least every single year to the playoff, maybe two. He could win that bid. That's possible.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves. He leaves right as Cincinnati's going into the Big 12 to go to Wisconsin. And then at Wisconsin, he's a great defensive mind. Nobody's worried about that. He switches the offense. And he's taking over for a guy that had a Frank Solich-esque record at Wisconsin. I'm not saying that Solich and Paul Chryst are exactly the same.
A lot of parallels.
Let's be honest. Frank took over the best program in college football, and Paul Chryst didn't. He didn't take that over from Gary Anderson, and Gary Anderson didn't take that over from Brett Bielema. Frank took over the best, and it wasn't the best when he left. Now, I don't think he should have been fired, but he took over the best. Luke Fickell isn't taking over the best, and Bill Callahan wasn't either. But he's got to win. Like, if he doesn't win, the AD's going to be gone, and he's going to be gone. So, like, this is interesting to me.
Do you think, at the end of 2003, when Nebraska fires Frank Solich, do you think that move would have been more palatable to Nebraska fans if the Big 12 had been on the verge of getting rid of divisions?
What do you think, Tom?
In 03.
If the Big 12 had been going divisionless, and everybody knew that Nebraska was going to have to compete with Oklahoma and Texas, not just as a division. You don't have to win the division, but you have to actually go and
right.
Would people have been okay with Frank being fired? I don't think they would have, but I'm curious what you think.
Well, no, they would have. Well, they would have. There were people that were for it and against it, and
would it have been less divisive? I suppose that's what I'm asking.
No, I think that, but of course, that was about Steve Peterson, his vision of football over here as opposed to there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they were playing, Oklahoma, Texas every other year, pretty much.
And that wasn't their only problem, and they weren't. There were other teams they weren't beating. So
they were. I don't know. I mean, I think that the issue people had back then was. They seemed to be getting farther away from Kansas State and Texas, not closer. And is this thing slipping away from us? They had just gone to the Rose Bowl and gotten killed, and just got to the Independence Bowl and lost. Did they win that game?
They lost it because
Eli Manning.
Because they called the fake punt with Judd Davies throwing the ball.
Oh, jeez. I forgot. Mm.
That's why the game changed on that play.
but anyway, I think the people saw it kind of slipping away. If they didn't have divisions, I don't know.
I feel like that's part of the reason Wisconsin made its move, because if they can compete in the West every year,
I think that's part of it. I also think you're bringing in USC and UCLA. The dynamic of this thing is going to change, and the playoff, it's going to be about the playoff. And people here will have to adjust to that. They'll have no problem adjusting to that. We want to be in the playoff every other year, or else. That'll be the deal. And the playoff will be the top four. I don't think Big Ten gets five. Maybe once in a while.
I think three or four.
So you better be in the top four. Yeah, or
it's going to be five.
It's going to be like, okay, what did you do this year? Well, yep. you won this trophy or that trophy. Okay, great.
Which is why Wisconsin's interesting, but it's not just them. It's Minnesota. It's Iowa. It's teams that are kind of in the middle of the pack.
They aren't doing that.
But there's a ceiling.
I applaud Fickell for doing this, and it makes me wonder if he's had this plan all along. Where, okay, if and when I get elevated, if I get that job in the Big Ten or whatever, I'm gonna do it this way. I'm gonna change my offense, and I'm gonna shake things up a little bit. And maybe you do that also so you're not compared to the other guys.
I don't think so. Great point. One, two. I do not believe that the offense that they were running at Wisconsin was going to attract. Although it did attract Graham Mertz, it was not going to attract and amplify the skill set of any really good quarterback. I don't think they hadn't had one since Russell Wilson.
They've had great receivers over the years. Okay, Altoon and all the rest. They've had running backs,
the best running backs.
But the quarterbacks weren't right. They haven't, and I think you're right. It's a new day. You're coming in here.
You just don't win with running backs anymore.
And you're right about the divisions. Winning the West, it's not there anymore, and it wasn't good enough anyway. So I totally agree with that. But the other one, so I applaud. I got into this West month or so with people about the whole slumming deal. I said Nebraska thinks differently, and not enough other Big Ten. So I can't speak to them. I don't know how they're thinking, but I just see the actions, and they don't act like their hair's on fire. They want to. They're just happy with what they're doing. That's how they act. Well, Wisconsin's acting like they want to do better than what they've been doing. I applaud that. I think USC and UCLA are going to help change that.
Yeah.
The whole mentality, and then whoever else they bring in. So, but yeah, I think the whole Luke Fickell angle is very cool, and I think maybe he didn't get the job. This time he got the job when he wasn't supposed to get the job.
Right.
Right? So maybe it all works out.
And he didn't take the Michigan State job. They didn't want. I mean, Mel Tucker, I think, has done some good things there, but he was number two.
But he hadn't been in the playoff. But when he went to the playoff, he became a different guy. He became a guy everybody wants. Mm-hmm. As opposed to if he hadn't gone to the playoff, hell, he's Luke Fickell. He's a good coach, but eh. So,
and he produced an NFL quarterback.
That changed. Absolutely. So I think it because of Ohio State angle, because of Michigan State angle, I think it's an interesting. It's sort of like an intriguing Big Ten story.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe that's why he took the job. I want to show him. I want to because he did grow up in the Big Ten the Big Ten footprint, and he knows the league well. I want to show him, and so we'll see if he shows him.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.